This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate will wait until after the July 4th holiday to vote on replacing Obamacare and defunding Planned Parenthood. President Trump will be busy lobbying Congress, and tools at his disposal are the abortion specimen scandal and that clear majorities of voters in key battleground states want Planned Parenthood defunded. A Planned Parenthood counseling center inside a high school in Reading, Pennsylvania has been rejected by citizens and by Common Sense Teens working with Students for Life. Besides the cultural influence such a center would create, pressuring teens into premature sex, Planned Parenthood allegedly has a reputation for not protecting young women from sex predators and hiding catastrophic events from parents as if they know early sex and abortion is the best any can hope for with teens. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. In other headlines, Twitter is demanding that pro-life groups, specifically Live Action, delete their tweets criticizing Planned Parenthood if they hope to advertise on the social media giant. Two Minnesota Planned Parenthood abortionists have told an undercover investigator how they would kill abortion survivors, and an Ohio bill seems likely to make that state the third to ban Down syndrome abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.